From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today, one of Miami's most popular music festivals is back. Ultra is expected to draw tens of thousands of people to Bayfront Park in downtown Miami, an area surrounded by high-rise buildings. And it's that landscape that has Miami police thinking of concert security in a different way this year. They're taking lessons from last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas, when the gunman opened fire on a concert crowd from the 32nd floor of a hotel. It was the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people died, 500 were wounded. With us in the studio is Miami Police Chief George Colina. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Chief Colina, it is so sad that in this day and age, in addition to safety on the ground, police agencies have to think of threats coming from above. In what ways are Miami police expanding security at this year's Ultra?
Well, what we'd like to do is we always look across the country and actually across the world and see what has happened, where, and are there lessons that we can apply here. And in fact, with the Vegas incident, there was such circumstances. So, for example, we are communicating with every major hotel and every office building on Biscayne Boulevard and speaking with their staff. If someone sees something odd, suspicious, someone tries to check in with 12 pieces of luggage and it's a single person, for example, there's already a direct liaison where they will contact us and make us aware so we can investigate further. So that's one of the components. We also have elevated observation points in several different buildings overlooking the entire event.
What does that mean? Does that mean there are snipers situated there?
That means that we have anti-sniper positions throughout downtown Biscayne overlooking the venue. Whereas someone did try to harm our guest from above, we are better able to locate them quickly. We have teams that are going to be available to be able to respond quickly once we identify where shooting is coming from, if that were to happen.
Your agency plans to use something called virtual policing during Ultra. How does that work?
So essentially, we have some cameras that are static, that are fixed, and we have cameras that are mobile that we're able to move around and position wherever we think we need to be strategically. We will have officers that will be monitoring those cameras from a remote location, where we're able to zoom in, pan, tilt, and if we see something suspicious, we're able to focus on that. In addition to that, we have the officers that I described earlier that are going to be at an elevated position. So not only can they get a bird's eye view, but they also have the ability to let us know on the ground the best way to respond to a situation if a situation were to arise.
So, Chief Colina, please go down the list of things that festival goers, before they even show up at the gate at Ultra, should know and should do so that they don't get turned away at the gate.
The festival goers that are coming, what they should do is number one, come drug-free. If you bring drugs, there's going to be an amnesty box where you can drop your drugs. After that, you're at your own risk. They should come with a clear backpack if they want to bring a backpack. I recommend that if you can avoid bringing a backpack, it's one less thing for you to carry and one less thing for security to worry about. They should also know to use mass transportation if they can, whether it's Uber or Lyft or the trolley or whatever it might be, because it is going to be congested. They should at minimum carpool and then come and have a great time.
We've been chatting with Miami Police Chief George Colina. 300 of his officers will be handling a very complex and well-planned security detail during each day of the three-day music event in Miami called Ultra. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.